Amen. Good morning, everyone. So I was often when I'm preparing a talk, something sort of happens and I think, yes, that's what I need to talk about. I see something or I hear a snippet of conversation or I bump into someone. And it was a little bit different this time, because I was walking along the high street. I spend quite a lot of time walking along Plumstead High Street. I'm often in and out of the post office posting things or getting this, that and the other. I've often bumped into you in the high street. I've bumped into many of you before there. I rescued a mouse that was injured in the high street the other day. I was quite proud of that. I hope he's living his best life somewhere other than the high street now. But that's a separate sermon. I was walking along and I thought, right, Lord, I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about on Sunday, because I hadn't had that moment. And this lady was walking towards me, and you know when people have got words written on their t-shirts, I'm always intrigued by what they say. And I looked at this lady and I saw she had a word written on her t-shirt, and do you know what the word was? Pray. And I thought, okay, Lord, maybe that's what you want me to talk about. And then there was a man behind her, completely unconnected, about sort of this sort of two or three pews away, distance-wise, unconnected. And do you know what his T-shirt said? Now! That is genuinely what happened. Pray now. I thought, right, okay. Lord, I've got the message. That's what I'm going to talk about. And it got me thinking, that's what that high street experience got me thinking. And so I've done bits and bobs of reading around prayer. Obviously, there are lots and lots of references to prayer, because that is the major way in which we speak to God. And we don't need to do anything specific, anything fancy. We can walk along talking out loud to God. We can pray silently by ourselves. We can talk with others and pray. We can whisper and God will still hear us, because God is God. And I was drawn to two really well-known parts of the Bible about prayer, and it's likely that both of the readings we've heard today will be familiar to you. They're both written by Paul, who wrote various letters to various people for different purposes. And I thought it would be good to analyse what they really mean in terms of our lives today. So I wonder if you'd like to turn with me to Philippians 4:4-9, which was the first reading that Eva kindly brought us. It's on page 1180 of the Pew Bible. So this contains one of the most famous memory verses of all. Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Let's put this into context for a moment. So verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And when we were doing our A to Z of prayer, rejoice came up. I think it was Nifemi. Did you say rejoice? Yeah, well done. So bear in mind, Paul is writing this letter from prison, yet he is saying, rejoice. This man has been imprisoned for preaching the gospel, but he is telling others to rejoice. Paul is not having a good time, but he knows that Jesus is with him. And he is encouraging the Philippians, the people of Philippi, to be joyful whilst he himself is in prison. Now, it's easy to get discouraged when things don't go the way that we expect. And I'm sure we can all think back to times when we have felt discouraged, disappointed, disconnected, whatever it might be. But Paul challenges us. He challenges the people of Philippi initially and subsequently us to rejoice. Verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Jesus will be back. Amen? Amen. And that sense of ultimate joy comes from knowing Christ and from knowing that Christ is dwelling in us. But it's really important that that gentleness, that sense of peace, that sense of Christ is evident to the people around us. Then we come to verse 6 and 7 that I'm sure many of us can recite. This is one of the verses I call to mind when I'm struggling. Do not be anxious about anything. We as humans have worries. It's natural to have worries about things. And it can be argued that some level of anxiety and worry is natural. But Paul says to pray when we are anxious. And one of the things that struck me when I was reading around this was something I read which says, to worry less, we need to pray more. Now, the peace of God that we read of in verse 7, the peace of God which transcends all understanding, so the peace of God which is greater than anything we can understand, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, the peace that we're reading of there is different to that sense of world peace. And in John 14:27, we read, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let you be afraid. So there's that sense of inner peace within ourselves is different from that sense of world peace. And Paul's writing here about inner peace. True peace comes from knowing that God is in control and being sure that God's peace can protect our hearts against anxiety and worry. And then in verse 8, it says to surround ourselves with positive influences. Whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. Surround ourselves with positive things. Read the word of God. Pray. But don't just leave it at that. In verse 9 it says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. It's not enough to read things, to memorize them. It's about what we do with it and how we live in our everyday, in our families, at work, amongst our neighbors and our friends. Do not be anxious about anything. Paul says that if we do these things, God will be with us. Verse 9, and the God of peace will be with you. Are we praying? Are we seeking wisdom and being obedient based on what we hear? Let's jump to our second reading in Thessalonians, which Demi kindly brought us. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 to 24. I'm just going to pick out some of it. I'm going to focus particularly on the verses in the middle, 16 to 18, on page 1188. So another really well-known passage about prayer. And again, this is Paul, but this time he's writing to the people of Thessalonica, where the church is not that long established. So he's trying to build up the people and encourage them in their faith. Verse 16 says, rejoice always. Two really short words. And it's not always easy to rejoice. It feels odd to be joyful when we're struggling, when we're sad, when we're lost, when we're bereaved. But in knowing God and drawing close to Him, in doing God's will, we can feel joyful in Him. And in doing God's will, we will naturally feel joyful. And then we have verse 17, another one of the shortest verses in the Bible. Pray continually. What does that mean in today's world? It's about attitude. It's about developing a prayerful attitude in all we do, acknowledging that God is with us always, in all situations, at all times. We then read in verse 18, how important it is to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But what is Paul saying here? I think he's saying that it's not about thanking God for what is happening to us, but about thanking God in everything. The forces of evil are strong and we will come up against them. But even when we do, we know that God's presence is in us and that we can draw strength from it. But how do we pray? Sometimes it's easy to give God a sort of list of the things that we need. But it's about more than that. And there's a mnemonic that you may be familiar with that I learnt a while ago that really helps us to think about how to pray. And we're going to use that when we pray together a bit later in the service. And it's the mnemonic ACTS, which is useful to remember. And some of these words came up in our A to Z of prayer. So A is for adoration. Praise God. Start by saying, thank you, God, that you are God. Confession, as we had earlier. Say sorry to God. Sorry for the things that we've done. Seek forgiveness. And then T is for thanksgiving. That word came up in our A to Z as well. Thank you, God, that you are great. And finally, supplication, telling God what we need, asking God for things, knowing full well that God already knows what we need. Friends, do not be anxious about anything. Pray now. Amen.